This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Even though U.S. President Donald Trump has insisted he's pulling U.S. troops out of eastern Syria, some forces may stay. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says a small number of U.S. troops is in eastern Syria securing oil fields.
To deny access, specifically revenue, to ISIS.
And says talks are underway to keep some troops there.
There's been no decision with regard to numbers or anything like that.
It hasn't even been presented to the president yet. He wants troops out, but says America does need to protect the oil in one part of Syria, and Israel and Jordan have asked him to keep troops in another part.
Other than that, there's no reason for it, in our opinion.
Saying the U.S. never pledged to protect Syrian Kurdish fighters forever. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons has turned down the government's bid for a new vote on its Brexit divorce deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaker John Bercow says the vote that the government wants is in substance the same as the one held last Saturday, and so breaches Parliament's rules. He says it would be repetitive and disorderly to allow a new vote. The Bercow decision is a blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to take the country out of the EU at the end of the month. It remains unclear whether the government has either the votes in the House of Commons or the time to meet the fast-approaching Brexit deadline. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil goes on trial in New York Tuesday on charges it lied to investors about the financial cost of fighting global warming. The lawsuit alleges Exxon's top executives, including former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, knew they were misleading investors. Exxon denies any wrongdoing and calls the Attorney General's case misleading. This is VOA News.